हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमे ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो लास्ट क्लास वी अंडरस्टूड how the power of the reality manifest alone is known as knowledge, and it is this manifest knowledge called power pervades everything, maintains distinction and lends existence. So power pervades everything. The power of reality in the form of manifest knowledge pervades everything. That it pervades everything means every object without being touched or tainted or affected by another object, everything is distinctly maintained and everything is enjoys and everything is in its own nature. That's all because of this knowledge. The power of reality in the form of knowledge maintains everything, pervades everything. Otherwise, everything would have been in disorder. The very order itself is maintained by the power, Jnana Shakti. Therefore, the whole Jagat is maintained, sustained by the power of reality, manifest, which alone is called Jnanam as manifest power. The same power is called Maya and Ajnanam when it is unmanifest. So now we continue with the 40th verse. Chichaya Veshatas Shaktihi. Chichaya Veshatas Shaktihi. Chetaneva Vibhatisa. Chaya Veshata Shaktihi Chetaneva Vibhatisa Tachaktyupadhi Sanyogat Tachaktyupadhi Sanyogat Brahmai Veshwaratam Vrajet Brahmai Veshwaratam Vrajet. See, Chichaktihi. See, with the power of reality, reality is in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Chit. And Chichaya means manifestation of consciousness is called Chichaya. Chichaya is also called Chidabhasaha. So Chichaya means manifestation of knowledge. Others, people also use another term, reflection of consciousness. So reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness known as Chichaya is otherwise called Chidabhasaha. No, Abhasaha literally means reflection. But here we say manifestation. Chit Abhasaha Chidabhasaha. Otherwise Chichaya. Chaya means shade. Shade, shadow, both are called chaya. And chichaya means manifestation of knowledge and is called chidabhasaha. So So Chichaya, Chidabhasaha, both mean the same. And because of this, Aveshaha means entry. Aveshataha means due to the entry, because of the entry. Aveshataha means aveshat. So because of the manifestation of consciousness, and because of the entry of manifestation of consciousness means what? Because of manifestation of consciousness. How do you know? When the knowledge of the existence of the self obtaining in the thought in terms of I am rises, manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. Because of that, so because of the entry of the manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness, Shaktihi Chetana Iva Vibhati. Sa Shaktihi Chetana Iva Vibhati. That power of reality shines as though sentient. Chetana Iva Vibhati. See, when the power is manifest, and because of the manifestation of power of consciousness, the reality, that power is, the power shines as though it is sentient and conscious. Chetana iva sa vibhati, sa shaktihi. Chetana iva vibhati, that power of reality shines as if it is sentient. Why? We know from the beginning power of reality is of the nature of inertness. Reality is consciousness. Power of reality is of the nature of inertness. This inert power of reality, which is nothing but power of knowing. When it is manifest, then it shines as though it is sentient, conscious. Sa shaktihi chetana iva vibhati. Chetana iva vibhati, chetaneva vibhati. That power alone shines as though it is sentient. Then, tachakti upadhi sanyogat. Tachaktihi, that power alone, upadhi sanyogat. Brahmaiva Ishwaratam Vrajet. Shakti Upadhi. So, it is the Shakti alone is Upadhi. Tat Shakti means what? The power of the reality. Tat Shakti means power of the reality, which itself is what? Upadhi. Which itself being an adjacent limiting adjunct. Upadhi, because of this upadhi alone, sanyogat, because of this association with this power as its upadhi, because of this inseparable association of reality with its power as its upadhi, and this reality, Brahma, what? Ishwaratam Vrajet. It attains the status of being the Lord. So in this verse, Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear who is Ishwaraha, what is Ishwaraha. See, this is what made very clear here. Ishwaraha is nothing but a status. Ishwaraha is a concept. God is a concept. The Lord is a concept. How do you understand? Lord means the ruler, the one who rules. Who is the one who rules here? Ultimately, absolutely, there is no ruler other than the reality. It is that reality is implied with the term Brahma. So Brahmaiva Ishwaratam Vrajet. Vrajet means Vrajati. Brahman alone attains. Vrajati means attains. Vrajet. Vrajati attains. Brahman alone attains the status of being Ishwara, the Lord. Why? How? Because of this power of Maya. The power of reality known as Maya, as its upadhi, having its own power known as Maya, as the upadhi, this reality this Brahman alone has the status of being the Ishwara. Now, what does it mean now? There is no Ishwara other than Brahma. Brahman is not Ishwara. Brahman is given the Ishwara status. Therefore, who is Ishwara? Ishwara is nothing but Brahma. Why do you call Brahman Ishwara? Because of this power. Which power? Whose power? Power of Brahman. Power of reality. Power of Brahma, known as Maya, alone is there as Upadhi. Upadhi means what? Manifesting medium. The power of reality, the inseparable power of reality, itself being a manifesting medium for reality, and being endowed with this power, because of which manifestation is possible. And this, with this with Maya Upadhi, Maya, this power, Shakti as his Upadhi, Brahman is given the status of being Ishwara. Ishwaratam Brajet. Got it? See, let me make it very clear. If you find water, stillness of water, the whole pond, everywhere, all over, you find only stillness of water. The water is still. And you do not even know there is water in the pond. But same stillness somehow disturbed. I mean, rises as big, huge waves and ripples. Just imagination, okay? Ripples. Then it draws your attention. Oh, the movement of waves, it draws your attention. Which means the stillness is not there anymore. Where is the stillness? Stillness is in the form of waveforms. Therefore, the stillness, this stillness alone, this stillness becomes waves. As a wave, the wave which is modified from our stillness is a manifesting medium for water. Why? Manifesting means what? We are able to see, it draws attention. Similarly, just not very appropriate example, just a very close example. Similarly here, the power of reality unmanifest is ajnanam. In ajnanam, there is stillness of consciousness. Then no aham, no jagat, no experience, nothing. But the same power of reality, ajnanam. The power of reality manifest as jnanam in terms of aham, the jagat asti. Then that power is what serves as upadhi. Upadhi means manifesting medium. Its own inseparable power serves as a medium of manifesting medium called Upadhi. Therefore, being endowed with this power as its manifesting medium, Brahman is given the title of being the Lord Ishwaraha. See, When the power is known, the powerful becomes known, isn't it? Power is known means powerful becomes known. The powerful becoming known through its power is called becoming manifest. Okay? Power, when the power is manifest, powerful becomes manifest. When the power is known, the powerful is known. The powerful is known through its power. Therefore, we call it manifestation. So here also, the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, implied by the term Brahman, being endowed with its power of knowing, known by the term Maya. I mean, this power is manifest, and thereby it serves as a manifesting medium for upadhi for Brahma, and this Brahman is known as Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. Okay, so here Ishvara is Brahma. That fact becomes clear in this verse. See, the power of reality manifest pervades the actions, pervades the laws of actions, pervades all the laws. The power of reality manifest pervades the, you know, karma niyati, also all the laws, the moral laws. And without, suppose imagine if this, without the laws which govern the actions, and which is this laws, the moral laws and the laws, karma, the action laws, without all these laws, you know, they all alone maintain this world. And all these laws actually are all inert laws, but now the laws function here as if all these laws are sentient entities, intelligent, sentient, conscious entities. And this inert laws of actions, inert laws of morality, and even everything else, rest of the things which maintain this world, all of them shine as, function as intelligent, sentient entities purely because of this pervasiveness of the manifestation of manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness or manifest not consciousness. No, alone pervades everything in the light of pervasive, all pervasive manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. All the laws function as if they are all intelligent, sentient entities. Therefore, you can, so, chichaya aveshataha, only purely because of the entry of this manifest consciousness, the entire cosmos functions as though it is an one whole intelligent cosmic being. See how an individual human being, you know, an intelligent being. A human being is an intelligent being. Similarly, now you can see the whole cosmos governed by all these laws also is as though a cosmic, one universal cosmic intelligent being. Mahapurushaha, A human being is Samanya Purushaha. Samanya Purushaha, small man, a small person. Whereas who is this? Now Ishvara, Mahapurushaha. Tamil, there we have beautiful word, Perum All. Isn't it? The huge, the universal person, the universal cosmic being, the cosmic person, Purusha. That's what is in Purusha Suktam highlights this Purusha only. Why? Because everything functions. Everything in this cosmos functions. The entire cosmos, everything in it, retaining everything in its own place, everything functions. The whole cosmos functions as though it is, you know, an intelligent being. And why? How? How is it possible? It is purely because of Avesha. Entry of the manifestation of consciousness means because of the pervasiveness of consciousness. The word aveshaha literally means the entry. Aveshataha means due to it's the pervasiveness of the manifest knowledge. Just as the light, reflected light, pervades all the opaque things. The manifest consciousness pervades all the inert laws, inert beings, inert forms, inert functions, inert actions, everything here. Thereby, everything is as though an intelligent being. Therefore, and this power itself is shining as though it is sentient power. And the whole world, entire cosmos, is functioning as though it is a sentient, conscious, intelligent being. Therefore, there is always this power of Maya. The power of reality unmanifest is called Maya. The power of conscious knowledge manifest is called Jnanam, which is otherwise called Chidabhasaha. And therefore, what should not be forgotten is there is always the source of the power. The source of the power in the home of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, behind this manifest power called Chidabhasa or unmanifest power called Maya. Okay, so Chidabhasaha and Jnanam are synonyms. Maya and Ajnanam are synonyms. Therefore, we can understand it is this pure consciousness, pure knowledge is in the disguise of stillness of Maya as Ajnanam. The same consciousness is in the form of Jnanam Chidabhasaha. So, Chidabhasaha and Maya are Jnanam and Ajnanam are what? Two different conditions in which the knowledge obtain. The reality is, reality alone is in the form of unmanifest power. Reality alone is in the form of manifest power. Therefore, now we can understand, it is this reality Brahma, what now? Ishwaratam Vrajati gets the title of Ishvara. Therefore, if we say it is this Brahma, Chaitanyam, which gets the title of Ishvara because of its own map power as its manifesting medium, Upadhi, now we can say, therefore we can say what? The whole Jagat is Ishvaraha. The whole Jagat is the form of the Lord. Vishwameva Rupam Ishwarasya. Vishwameva Rupam Ishwarasya. The whole universe is Ishwara's form. Therefore, Ishvara is in the form of the universe. We can say Vishwarupaha Ishwaraha. No. So, and Chakti Sanyogat means what? Sanyogaha means association. Sanyogaha means association. So because of the association, due to the association of Maya, Shakti as Chidabhasa, due to the association of Maya Shakti, see, Maya alone is there in Chidabhasa. Now, Ishvara becomes, Brahman becomes Ishvara. You have to understand here, Brahma Shakti itself serves as a manifesting medium called Upadhi. Therefore, being endowed with that power, Brahman is known as Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is Brahma. That thing is clear, isn't it? Is it clear now? Today, we introduce this new word, Chidabhasaha. Isn't it? Chichaya. So, Chichaya is nothing but manifestation of consciousness, otherwise called knowledge, is also said to be what? Chichaya. Is it clear? Don't get confused. Chichaya means manifestation of consciousness. Many people use this word Chidabhasaha, Chichaya as reflection of consciousness. We can say that also, but Swamiji always preferred manifestation. The power of manifestation itself is what? Upadhi. Upadhi, manifesting medium. Therefore, it is being endowed with the power. Brahman is called Ishvara. At least it is clear. There is no Ishvara other than Brahma. That is enough. We'll move on to the next verse. Koshopadhi vivakshayam. Koshopadhi vivakshayam. Yati brahmaiva jivatam. Koshopadhi vivakshayam. Yati brahmaiva jivatam. Pita pitamahas chaikaha. Pita pitamahas chaikaha. Putra pautrau yatha prati. Pita pitamahas chaikaha. Putra pautrau yatha prati. Koshopadhi vivakshayam. Yati brahmaiva jivatam. Pita pitamahas chaikaha. Putra pautrau yatha prati. Now, see, first we understood the previous verse, Ishvara is Brahma. There is no Ishvara other than Brahma. In this verse, Vidyanand Swami wants to establish a jiva is also Brahma. Brahmaiva jivatam yati. See that sentence. Say, Brahmaiva Ishvaratam vrajet. Brahmaiva jivatam yati. Jivata, the status of being the jiva. The position of being the jiva. Who attains jiva status here? Brahmaiva jivatam yati. Brahmaiva ishvaratam vrajet. So there is no jiva also, none other than same Brahma. How do you say that? How? Kosha upadhi vivakshayam. Kosha upadhi vivakshayam. See, Kosha Upadhi Vivaksha. See, now there's a macrocosmic being, as Ishvara we say, and the whole jagat is what now? Is a huge medium, macro medium, isn't it? Huge, the universe is a huge one. And this whole cosmos is there, the form. Now, if we see another form, there's also what? An individual medium, which is a micro medium. So, if you understand, from that huge universe form to this small individual form, the micro medium, it is, if we see, the whole universe is Brahma, then from this universe, see any of the individual being here in this universe, as part of the universe, as a micro medium, then we can see this same Brahma is in the form of the Jiva. Like what? Old, same old example. Only water is in the form of a wave. Only water is in the form of the ocean. Therefore, just as the ocean and names are two different mediums, the huge macro medium is ocean, micro medium is wave. Similarly here, the huge universe is the macro universe and the micro individual being. We see the one and the only reality, Brahma, is in the form of the universe and the individual being, which means the only vastu, vastu behind the wave form and the ocean form is the water. That vastu is substance behind the form, two different forms is one and the same water. Similarly, the vastu, the reality, the truth of the individual being and the total being, the whole being, cosmic being is one and the same Brahma. That is why next line he says, Pita, Pitamaha, Cha, Ekaha, Putra, Pautrau, Yatha, Prati. See, who is a father? Pita, father. Pitamaha, grandfather. Grandfather. See, Pitamaha, grandfather. Pita, father. And one and only person is father. The same person is grandfather. How? Putra, Pautrau, Prati. From a standpoint of two different people. The same person becomes son, the same person becomes father also. So from the standpoint of the son, a given person becomes a father. The standpoint of the grandfather, he becomes a son. No? The same person. The standpoint of son, he is a father. The standpoint of a grandson, he is a grandfather. Putra drishtya pita. Pautra drishtya pita mahaha. One person becomes father as well as grandfather from the standpoint of two different people. The standpoint of the son, the man is father. From the standpoint of grandson, the man is grandfather. Are there two people? No. One and the only person is father role. He plays a father role. He also becomes a grandfather, but from the standpoint of two different people. The standpoint of son, father. The standpoint of grandson, he is a grandfather. Similarly here, from the standpoint of individual upadhi, Brahman is Jiva. The standpoint of samashti upadhi, cosmic upadhi, then Brahman is Ishvara. So, what he wants to say here, பிதா பிதாமகாச்ச ஏகஹ. The father and the grandfather are none other than one and the same person. Towards whom? Towards prati. Putram prati. Towards his father. Prati. Towards his son. From the standpoint of the son, the father is, a man becomes his father. From the standpoint of grandson, he becomes the grandfather. They're not, father and grandfather are not two different people. One person. From the standpoint of two different people, two different names are given. Similarly, Jiva and Ishvara are only two different names given to the same Brahma from the standpoint of two different upadis, the manifesting mediums, two different forms. Individual form, the cosmic form, micro form and the macro form. So, from the standpoint of Maya, from the standpoint of this, the total Maya Shakti, the whole Jagat, which is manifestation of power of knowledge, you say whole Jagat is Brahma, Ishvara. The standpoint of the individual, same Brahman is Jivaha. Therefore, I and God, Aham Ishwaraha. What is this? Aham also is Ishwara, Brahma. Ishwara is also Brahma. Therefore, Aham Ishwara. Okay? You can say, therefore, I, the self, am pure knowledge consciousness, Brahma, the truth, vastu behind Ishvara and vastu behind Annamaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, the koshas. So different koshas constitute an individual human being. The truth behind all these different koshas which constitute the individual human being is also Brahma, who is called Jiva. And the same Brahman is vastu behind Ishvara, the cosmic form. Therefore, Brahmaiva Jivatam Yati. What now? Brahman alone becomes the Jiva. So now in these two verses, Jiva Brahma Haikyam, very easily, Vidyana Swami establishes now. Jiva-Ishwara-Aikyam is established. Jiva-Ishwara-Aikyam. Oneness of Jiva and Ishwara, he established, showing there's no Jiva, there's no Ishwara other than Brahma. That he established. Okay, now we'll see next verse. Putra de ravivakshayam napita mahaha putra de ravivakshayam putra de ravivakshayam Napita mahah. Tadvanne shonapi jivah. Shakti kosha vivakshane. Tadvanne shonapi jivah. Shakti kosha vivakshane. So, putradehe avivakshayam. You have to carefully break it. Putradehe avivakshayam. Na pita mahaha. Now, we have to visualize a situation, a condition. What is that? Imagine the son is also not there. Grandson also is not there. Without associating this person who is said to be father and who is said to be son, who is said to be grandfather. One person is said to be, who is said to be grandfather and father. From standpoint of two different people, son and the grandson. Now, when this son and the grandson, okay, both of them have gone away to work, gone out of the house. The son has gone to work, grandson has gone to school. Both of them have gone from, gone from home. The son and grandson, both of them have gone for their work. And who is there now? This man alone is there at home. This man alone is at home. Then suppose if we happen to ask that man, who is this? If you happen to raise this question, who is this person? Who is this man who is at home now? Because now we say, now this person does not relate to, is not related to as father, you are related to as grandfather from the two different standpoints. Because from which standpoint he is called father, that person is not there. From whose standpoint this man is called grandfather, the child is also not there. Therefore, now father title attributed to that man is also not there. The grandfather title attributed to the man also is not there. Why? The two entities, two different people, two different standpoints from this, which were responsible for these two titles as father's title and grandfather title. That they are not there, therefore the title also is not there. Titles go. When what is he? He simply remains as a man. He is remains as a man. That's all. Of course, the grandfather is definitely a man. Father is definitely a man. But a man can be without being a grandfather and a father. But there cannot be grandfather and father without a man. Therefore, he is just the father. He is just the man. Why? Having dropped, if we drop cognitively, intelligently, intellectually, these two names, two qualifications, two titles attributed to this one man as father and as grandfather, if we drop them cognitively, this, he is only the man, just the man. Similarly here, the absolute reality, one and the only reality, the one and the same reality implied by the term Brahman also. When we intellectually, cognitively remove Maya and also the individual, the koshas, we don't look at human being, okay? The human being, the composed of different koshas. If the two standpoints, the standpoint of the power of reality, total power of reality, the standpoint of the individual, the standpoint of total power of reality manifest as the universe, and the same being there as the individual being with the koshas as a composition of koshas. If we drop, then both are mithya. Both the forms are mithya. Because manifest power is also mithya. Unmanifest power is also mithya. And manifest power itself, the one manifest power itself is there what now? As the manifest power is what? The individual also is manifest power. Jagat also is manifest power. The total power is the universe. The fraction of the power is the individual. But whether a fraction or total, please hear now. Earlier we understood the source of the unmanifest and the manifest power we understood was one and the only consciousness. Now you have to see the source of the fraction of the power or the total power, isn't it? The source of the total manifest power, the source of the manifestation of the fraction of the manifest power, both one and the same. Is it? It's a total power of manifestation. The source of the fraction is the source of the total power. The source of the fraction of the power is Jiva, is the same Brahma. Therefore, total power is again Ishvara. So he says the two different standpoints are dropped. Then what is what now? What is just as this man alone is there, then pure knowledge, Brahman alone is there. Okay. Tadvat na ishaha na api jivaha. Tadvat na ishaha na api jivaha. There is neither Ishvara nor na Ishaha na Jivaha. You remove the, forget about the unmanifest power Maya. This Maya is known as Jagat now. See, the total manifest power is Maya. The total power. And then fraction of the power is from individual. Jiva is also manifestation of the fraction of the power. The whole Jagat is what? Manifestation of total power. Whether it's a fraction of the power or total power, the source is same Brahma. Isn't it? So you have to understand Jiva as a fraction of the manifestation of total power. The whole universe is manifestation of total power. Whether it's a fraction or total, the source of the power is one and the same Brahma. Is it clear? Therefore, if we cognitively remove these two different standpoints in the form of Jiva and Ishvara, what is only Brahma, which is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. How do you remove this two standpoints as mithya? Jivatvam is mithya. Ishvaratvam is mithya. Because there's no individual. The manifest power, whether total power or fraction, has no independent existence. The total power itself is mithya means, what about the fraction of the power? Fraction also is mithya. Power is mithya. Unmanifest is mithya. Manifest is mithya, total power is mithya, fraction of the power is mithya. Therefore, what is the source of the power alone is satyam. And if you remove these two different standpoints and then two different angles and two different titles, the mithya as mithya, absolutely what is only satyam Brahma. Therefore, tadvat na ishaha na api jivaha. There's no Isha, there's no Jiva. Na Ishaha, na Jivaha. Then what is there? Shakti Kosha Vivakshane. When we drop cognitively this two kosha, the kosha, the individual being, the composition of koshas also remove, then we also negate Jagat as Mithya, then what is what? Only pure consciousness, Brahma. Which is Satyam. Shakti Kosha Vivakshane. Shakti Kosha Vivakshane. Shakti means here the total power. Kosha means the fraction of the power. When these two, individual and the total, are negated, what is only Brahma? Therefore, there is no Ishvara, there is no Jiva, what is only Brahma. See, you have to first establish Jiva Ishvara Aikyam. Later on to say there's no Jiva, there's no Brahma, Jiva Ishvara. Then you have to say what is only Brahma. See, first of all, to say there's no Jiva, you have to say what is only Ishvara. Then later on, you have to say there's no Jiva, there's no Ishvara, what is only Brahma. It's difficult, isn't it? Initially, if you say what is only Brahma, it's very frightening. You have to understand there's only Ishvara, only Ishvara, only Ishvara. Then, because it's very difficult to say, I am not there also. And then gradually you have to say, na ishaha napi jivaha brahmaiva, kevalam brahmaiva asti, only Brahman is there. Okay. So now with this verse, we understand Vidyaranya Swami actually puts an end to his enquiry into the nature of reality, Brahma. And this enquiry into the nature of reality, Brahma, is based on the enquiry presented in the Brahmanandavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad. Okay. Yayevam Brahma Vedaisha. Yayevam Brahma Ved. Therefore, what is it? Understood finally. So, Tat Tvam Asi. When the Shastram say Tat Tvam Asi, you are that Brahma. It is say, essentially you are Brahma. And it is that Brahma which alone is. Okay, this doubt comes suddenly. So why should we understand all these things? What do we benefit from here? If you understand all these things, now in the light of this wide knowledge of what is only Brahma, everything is mithya which comes and goes means, all our problems which are seen as a result of wrong notions, the notion caused bondage will resolve. That is the purpose. We shouldn't forget that. Yayevam Brahma Vedaisha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam. Yayevam Brahma Vedaisha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam. Brahmano Nasti Janmataha Punareshana Jayate. Actually, Vidyaranya Swami discusses Videha Muktihi in this verse. Brahmano Nasti Janmataha Punareshana Jayate. If you break it properly, Yayevam Brahma Vedaishaha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam. Break that. Yaha Yevam Brahma Veda. Yaha Yevam Brahma Veda. Yeshaha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam. Yeshaha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam. Actually, this first sentence is a sentence modified statement of Brahmavit, Brahmavida apnoti param. That sentence alone is given here in a different way. Okay. Yaha Brahmaveda. Yaha evam Brahmaveda. Yeshaha Brahmaiva bhavati swayam. Brahmavit Brahmaiva bhavati. There's a statement in Upanishad. Brahmavit Brahmaiva bhavati. The knower of Brahman becomes Brahma. It comes in our Brihad also. What I want to say here. So, evam in this manner, in the manner unfolded above, explained above in the verses which we have seen until now, in these verses through in which Vidyananda Swami presents his analysis, the inquiry into the nature of reality, from these verses, in this manner, as unfolded in the verses above, in this manner, Yaha Brahma Veda, one who understands the reality, one who knows the reality. When you say one who knows the reality, not as an object, as the only truth in which everything exists. When you say, how does a person understand reality? When a person, whoever understands, Yaha Veda, he who understands Brahma as the only reality, the only truth of Jiva and Ishvara, as the only reality in which everything exists, such a person, Yaha Brahma Veda, evam, in this manner as unfolded above, Yeshaha Brahmaiva Bhavati Swayam, he himself becomes Brahma. He himself becomes Brahma means what? He does not become really Brahma. He claims his own self being Brahma. See, becoming Brahma means claiming his own self being Brahma. Claiming his own self as Brahma is becoming Brahma. No? Claiming one's own self being Brahma is becoming Brahma. So unless and until you claim yourself being Brahma, yourself as Brahma, you are not Brahma. For a person to claim one's own self to be Brahma, as Brahma, one must know one's own self is Brahma. Therefore, Yaha Evam Brahma Veda, he who knows, understands Brahman in this manner, he becomes Brahma himself. Swayam Brahma Bhavati. Which means, he does not know Brahman as an object, he claims one's own self as Brahma. If somebody says, I know Brahman, then for him, Brahman must be the self. If somebody says, I know Brahman sitting somewhere, that means he does not know Brahma. So whoever knows Brahma, they must know Brahman being the very self. And Brahmanaha nasti janma. Brahmanaha janma nasti. Brahman does not have birth. Brahmanaha janma nasti means Brahman does not have birth. Therefore what? Ataha Brahmanaha janma nasti, ataha punaha yeshaha na jayate. Why? Brahman has no birth, and what is this person who knows? The knower of Brahman is Brahma. Therefore the knower of Brahman being Brahma, the knower of Brahman is not born again. Again, assuming the status of being the knower, again, as the knower, this knower of Brahman, knowing Brahman as the very self, is not born again. Why? Because Brahman has no birth. Brahman has no birth. The knower is Brahman. Therefore, the knower of Brahman also is not born again. Which means the one who knows Brahma, what happens then? How is it he not born? The knower of Brahma resolves, when the knower essence is resolved cognitively and the Brahmatvam, who understands the self being Brahma, all the ignorance caused problems will resolve in claiming one's own self being Brahma is Brahma Jnanam. I told you last class also. What is Brahma Jnanam? Natu, I think somewhere, someday I mentioned one of my classes. Natu Vishayi Karanam. Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam does not involve objectification. Negating everything as Anatma. Finally, claiming this Atma, self, one's own self as Atma Brahma is Atma Jnanam. Therefore, that Atma Jnanam, then what happens? All the wrong notions resolve. When Ajnanam goes, Ajnanam is resolved. Ajnanam is destroyed. Ajnanam is resolved. Then ignorance caused all wrong perception goes. Then the wrong perception is resolved. All the wrong notions resolve. And when all the wrong notions resolve, then what happens? Then there cannot be emotions. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, etc. All these emotions will resolve for good. Even if you go and dig and stir and bring them out, it will not come out. Jealousy cannot come out. Anger cannot come out. It cannot rise at all. In the mind where there is vision of the truth as one's own self, where all the fear and anxiety are all resolved, the emotions will be resolved for good. That is why Jnanam is said to be absolute purity. Absolute purity is absolute maturity. Utter fearlessness is equal to Jnanam. Purity and maturity is the same. In absolute purity and absolute maturity is possible only in Jnanam. Why? Because that is where all the notion, wrong, erroneous notion, caused emotions, everything will resolve for good. Then what happens? No anger can rise, no emotions can rise, no disease can rise, no likes and dislikes can be there. Therefore, there is no such a thing called unfulfilled desire. Desire itself is not there. Where is the unfulfilled desire and fulfilled desire? Raga dveshas are not there, cannot be there, anger cannot be there, unfulfilled desire cannot be there, fulfilled desire also cannot be there, desire itself cannot be there. Therefore, there is no need, you know. Again, kartrutvam is also not there, bhaktrutvam is not there, punya papas are not there, agami is not there, sanchittam is not there, paradha is finished. Agami is not there. Why? Agami Sanchita is not there because Bhoktrutvam is not there. I am the enjoyer. I have Punyam. I have Papam is not there. No. I have Punyam. I have Papam. The notions are not there. Punya Papas are gone. There is no Agami. No Sanchitam. Finished. Paradha is getting exhausted. Objectively. Therefore, when Paradha is over, the mind will resolve for good. Ahankara will resolve for good. Aham will not rise again. Ahankara will resolve for good. Therefore, Jagat Asti, that Jnanam also will resolve for good. Therefore, there cannot be any other thoughts or emotions. They can't rise. There cannot be rising of any other emotions or thoughts. The mind will be resolved for good. Resolution of ahankara for good is resolution of antahkaranam for good. Therefore, who will go and assume another body? If mind is resolved for good, assumption of another body is not possible. Therefore, punaha janma nasti. the knower of Brahmanaha janma nasti ataha, as Brahma ahankara has resolved, therefore ataha na jayate, again he is not born. Because he is not born again, he will not die also. There is no need for him to die. Birth is not there, death also will not be there. When the birth and death are not there, it's called what? Attainment of immortality. Amaratva praptihi. Amritatva praptihi. Amaratva praptihi means what? Amaratva praptihi. Amritatva praptihi means attainment of immortality. This is called videha muktihi. Yayevam brahma vedaisha brahmaiva bhavati swayam brahmano nasti janma atav punareshana jayate brahmanaha janma nasti atah punaha yeshaha na jayate. Therefore, this person who knows Brahman as the self is not born again. Swayam Brahma Bhavati. Now, the chapter is over. You know, I want to tell you one thing, one small thing. I was a little, see, the two ways of understanding first. First, how it is made very clear, listen to me carefully. When you say Maya, it is, Maya is a name given to unmanifest power. Then Jnanam is what? Maya, otherwise called Ajnanam. Ajnanam or Maya is a name given to unmanifest Shakti, power. Manifest power is called Jnanam. So, whether the power is manifest as Jnanam or unmanifest as Ajnanam or Maya, the source of the power is always Brahma, which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Is it clear? That is clear. Now, let us forget about now Maya. Now this Maya manifest alone is what? Jnanam, isn't it? The unmanifest power called unmanifest power manifest is what? Jnanam. Therefore Jnanam is what? Maya. Isn't it? Now, see now the whole power is manifest now. The total power of reality manifest is what? The total power of reality is called Maya, isn't it? The total power of reality called Maya manifest is the whole universe. Now, the whole universe is manifestation of the power. What about every fraction of the whole? Fraction of the whole is also, if the whole universe is manifestation of the power of, manifest power of reality, then fraction of the whole also is what? Manifestation, same power, isn't it? Therefore, fraction, the whole, is what? Two upadis. Fraction of the manifest power is called individual. Total power is called Jagat. Is it? So total manifest power is called Jagat. Fraction of the manifest power is called individual. And the individual and the total, otherwise called what? Jiva and Ishvara are what? Two different just the names given to twofold manifestations. Fraction of the manifestation is called Jiva. Total manifestation is called Ishvara. Whether the total or fraction, the source of the manifestation is one and the same Brahma. Therefore, Jiva Brahma Bheda, Jiva Ishvara Bheda is not there. Jiva and Ishvara Bhedas are only from the standpoint of Upadis, the forms. Is it fraction and the total? Whether the power is fraction or the total, the source of the power is one and the same. Is it clear now? That is what I want to tell you today. Initially you understand unmanifest and manifest. Then you take the only manifest power. There you see, now no more Maya. Maya has undergone a change to become the total manifest universe. The total is what? Maya now is in the form of the universe. Maya manifest is the whole. In this whole, every individual being is what? Fraction. And that individual being is a being, happens to be the fraction of the manifestation of the power, is called Jiva. The total manifest power is called Ishvara. Therefore, whether Ishvara or Jiva, both are manifestations. Whether fraction or the whole, the source of the power, whether whole power, total power, or a fraction of the power, source is the same Brahma. Therefore, that Brahma alone is Satyam. So every fraction of manifest power, always called Jiva, is what now? First has to claim that Brahma as one's own Swarupam. Well, such a person, that's why when a person, he says, I know Brahma, means for him, Brahman is not an object. Brahman, he claims that Brahman as the very self. Swayam Brahma Bhavati. Claiming the absolute reality, obtained of pure consciousness as the self is what? Knowing Brahma. Claiming the reality as the self is knowing reality. There's no knowing. There's no objectification. I want such a person, being Brahma, what happens? Brahman has no birth. Therefore, this person who knows Brahman also is not born again. This much alone the verse says. And we have to understand here how the birth is not there, because the mind which alone continues to survey, assumes a body, again born again and again and again, and his mind will be resolved for a good while. We first of all, for the something called mind to be there, there must be manifestation of knowledge of the existence of self in terms of I am. That I am is cognitively resolved. Aham is resolved. Therefore, this also will be resolved. Therefore, the now in total fullness, all the error in the perception, wrong notions based on error, wrong perceptions, everything will resolve, means the no thoughts can rise. Mind will be resolved for good. Therefore, mind itself is not there. Who will assume a body? Therefore, assumption of another body is not possible. It is called Videha Muktihi right now here itself. The person is Jivan Muktaha. Also, when the Parabdha is exhausted, he also attains Videha Muktihi. Now, no more birth. That mind cannot come back. Why? The mind is not there anymore. Antak, where is it? Resolved. Ayo, I want to come back. I don't want to go away. Don't worry, you'll come back. Very thought, I want to come back means what? Desire. And I want to means what? You are very much there. As long as aham finished, you come back. Don't need to worry about it. No questions? Okay. Anyway, we have been seeing these verses and a lot of things. Maybe next class, I will summarize the whole thing. Maybe summarize the all the chapters also. Let me try to do one by one. Can move on to the next chapter. Now, after this, this one, next is going to be Dvaita Viveka Prakaranam. We are going to analyze the duality. It's good for us, you know that. We have to understand so that we will understand definitely duality is not unreal. Duality is not at all unreal. But duality is not as real as we think also. But unfortunately, duality is not unreal. But for us, duality is so real. If it is so real, which means keeping awake, you still argue that dream is real. Because when you are fast asleep, when you are in dream, you cannot talk about the dream. On waking up from sleep, you still argue the dream is real. In spite of not seeing anything of what you saw in dream. Similarly, our perception, our experiences, our identities, you know, everything, it's not that we want to have such wrong identity or anything. We can understand our own helplessness. The beauty of the Shastram is, Shastram helps us understand our helplessness. Paavam nammalla. Romba paavam adungalla. Shastram tells, Shastram helps us understand our helplessness. Somebody we see now, I feel sad, sorry for the people. We say that. Shastram looks at and says, we feel sorry for all of you, like that. Because duality is so real. Now, it is not enough if you understand. We have understood now. Vichara has helped to understand there's no Jiva, there's no Ishvara, there's only Brahma. There's Aham itself is not there. Jiva itself is negated. Where is the Jiva's problems? I used to tell this before, no? Vazhakkaila kazhakku meka paakadhenna. Such a small measure is Azhak. There you go and look for east-west directions and all. So when you yourself are not there, where is the question of your problems existing here? How can your problems exist without your being around? You are knocked off means your problems are knocked off as it were. That is what is said, but still, and this Dvaita Viveka Vichara is for us to understand what Dvaitam is. So that Advaitam will become much clearer. So Dvaita Vichara is not for accepting Dvaitam. Not for establishing Dvaitam. To negate Dvaitam, to assimilate, to strengthen our Advaita Jnanam. Strengthen the Advaita Jnanam. To make your Advaita Jnanam dridham, firm, steadfast, unshakable Jnanam, you need Dvaita Vichara. Okay? So Dvaita Vichara may make us emotional, but still we'll get over it gradually. So no questions?
Swamini, here I have got a good question.
Yeah.
This chapter is about negation. Negating the koshas. after negating the koshas, you've said before that we stumble upon the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I am having a little bit of difficulty in understanding what this claiming is, because claiming implies a bit of action, a bit of activity.
No. Again, say claiming, see, for want of expression, I use the word claiming. See, when what cannot be negated is there, isn't it? See, what cannot be negated is there. That what is non-negatable has to be understood as the truth of I. Claiming implies, see, claiming means not physically claiming. It is again cognitive, isn't it? What everything is negated as anatma, mithya, as the known, and what cannot be negated is what? The knower. And the knower, you know that you are the knower. You are the knower. So who is this knower? And you see, there's no knower other than the truth. And that which is there in terms of it, that which is there as knowing, that which is there knowing is the knower. So you understand the knower being knowledge, reality itself. So here, claiming means it is purely cognitive, what not negatable, what is there not negatably as the knower is knowledge. The knowledge is the reality. The knower is knowledge. The knower is non-negatable as known, object of knowledge. And that non-negatable knower is the reality, knowledge. Knower is knowledge. This understanding is called what? Claiming that knowledge as the self, as the truth. Does it make sense?
Yes, Swamini. Thank you.
See, again, the whole chapter is not just talking about this. The whole chapter has presented so many things. But finally, the way it presents, because the truth has to be understood only as the self. Once you understand also, and that truth is the, what you arrive at as jnanam is Brahma. Jnanam is satyam. Jnanam is anantam, Brahma. And ultimately, there is no Ishvara also other than Brahma. There's no Jiva also other than Brahma. You know, there's no unmanifest power other than Brahma. There's no manifest power other than Brahma. Everything is essentially Brahma. See, first I said jnana, ajnana yoho swords. The source of unmanifest power and the manifest power is Brahma. Then you forget about the unmanifest power. Now the whole manifest power, there again, fraction and the total, they're Brahma. I think it's clear now, isn't it? I'll summarize the whole teaching, then become clear, because we've been seeing for so long, so many verses have gone, and then what all the topics we analyzed, discussed before, you may not remember now. So I'll present all the topics together clearly, become much easier. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.